My guest at this time is North Carolina Republican Congressman Mark Meadows. He represents the Tar Heel State's 11th Congressional District. And here in the dawn of the new Congress, he is also the new chairman of the House Freedom Caucus. And he joins me now to talk about what he hopes to see President Trump, as well as this Republican-controlled Congress, achieve in the next 2 years, and what role the House Freedom Caucus will have in that process. And Congressman and Mr. Chairman, thanks very much for being with us. Happy New Year.
Greg, great to be with you. Happy New Year to you and all your listeners. And it's going to be an exciting first 100 days as we look to get accomplished what I think most of us have been waiting for at least 8 years, and that is to make sure that jobs are the number one priority, that the American people certainly have their interests served first. And I think that the order of business will be exactly that, with probably the most productive first 100 days that we have seen in modern history.
Well, let's talk about what you'd like to see there. Most of the chatter this week has been about repealing Obamacare. How soon do you expect that to happen? And what do you see as the right way to go about replacement? I know some members of the Freedom Caucus met with Rand Paul, and he's pushing for a sooner rather than later replacement strategy, whether it's one bill or multiple bills, as opposed to repealing without laying out exactly what's coming next. What do you envision there?
Well, the senator did meet with us just on Thursday and really made a very compelling case in a number of fronts. We had read about some of his positions and invited him over, and it was a great back and forth conversation, and here's what the time frame looks like for us. Even though the Freedom Caucus has yet to take an official position, I believe that we'll start to coalesce around really Senator Rand Paul's idea of having a replacement bill voted on the same day that we vote on repeal. I think it's important for the American people to understand that there is and has been replacement plans out there, and it's important that we vote on it. I think it'll pass the House, may fail in the Senate, probably would fail in the Senate. But that repeal vote could come as early as the third week in February. It really is an all-hands-on-deck kind of approach for many of us right now, both in the House and the Senate. I know I've had a half dozen meetings on trying to make sure that the American people are well represented there, but it looks like February at the very earliest, but possibly pushing it back into March, but in no event later than the first 100 days.
Do you expect, as you mentioned, that this could have a tough time getting through the Senate if they require 60 votes to get to a final vote, given that the Democrats passed this through the Senate in 2010 through reconciliation, meaning they only needed a simple majority, do you envision the Republicans now doing that in order to roll it back?
Well, I do think that we'll be able to roll back most of it, Greg, and one of the interesting aspects of this is that when you put things this complex in what they call reconciliation instructions, there's only certain things the rules allow you to repeal. But the individual mandate, the personal employer mandate, many of the taxes can all roll back, and it will be only with a 50-vote threshold. We're trying to be very cognizant of keeping the legislation where it contains what they call the privileged side of that and doesn't hit that 60-vote threshold minimum. And so we'll see that much of it gets repealed early on with a 50-vote simple majority.
Another issue I know that you're personally passionate about, and many other Republicans are as well, is rolling back the Obama regulatory agenda. In fact, you have given the incoming Trump administration, I believe, a booklet of about 200 different regulations you think he could get rid of pretty quickly and pretty easily. Talk about that effort and what type of reception you're getting from the incoming administration.
We're getting a great reception from the incoming administration, and not that we would suggest or even believe that all of the regulations that we've sent for their consideration will get repealed. But I can tell you that list will top 300 potential regulations in the very near future. And as they are working on it, I know they're actually working much harder on it than we are. I've been led to believe that most of those actually, in fact, many of those could be repealed on the day, the very day of inauguration, after the parade, that President-elect Trump, who then will be President Trump, will go in and sign those executive orders and treat that as day one of his new presidency. And so I'm excited about what we'll see, mainly not because if it's a win for us or them or anybody else. It's a win for the American people. And then all of a sudden they start to have their trust restored in an elected official who actually does what he says he was going to do.
We're talking with North Carolina Republican Congressman Mark Meadows, the new chairman of the House Freedom Caucus. And Congressman, in addition to fiercely opposing a lot of the Obama agenda, the House Freedom Caucus has become pretty well known over the past few years for trying to hold your own leadership to the fire. What issues concern you, if any, as this new Congress dawns?
Well, I think the real thing is that we do know that conservative solutions work. And so my big concern is trying to be that conservative voice in the House. The Freedom Caucus has been the voice for millions of Americans who feel like that Washington, D.C. has forgotten them. But it's really pushing that conservative solution-oriented agenda so that the Senate takes notice and understands that watered down business as usual kind of decisions aren't going to happen. So I can tell you, whether it's on securing our border, whether it's looking at the Syrian refugee issue, whether it's really pushing back against what I would say is an anti-Israel UN, they're going to get the opportunity to take votes and make the hard decisions on behalf of what are important to your listeners and those that are our constituents as well.
What do you expect the debate to look like here in the next few weeks over ongoing government funding? The Republicans won the battle to basically extend funding early into this year so the Trump administration would have a say on how the rest of the fiscal year shapes up on the balance sheet. Do you expect big fights, or is this going to be fairly simple?
Well, I think it becomes fairly simple with the new administration coming in, and nothing is simple in Washington, D.C., but I will say that in terms of the battles, I've had some discussions with some of my colleagues. Most of us are united in wanting to make sure that we have a strong military and that we serve our veterans in the way that they deserve and certainly the way that they were promised. And so some of the funding that you'll see there will actually address those areas. And so I would think any real battle on that front perhaps will be saved for more in September as we look at funding for 2018 and what those levels are going to be and can we get it balanced in a 10-year plan, which is something that the Freedom Caucus has consistently talked about, having a balanced budget over over a period of time. And so as we look at that, I think that most of the funding issues will get worked out over the next 60 days.
Congressman, I do want to get you to clarify one thing, and I'm sure you've seen the reports. They came out late last year. For a number of years now, particularly during the Obama administration, Republicans have insisted if there's any new or additional or emergency spending, it needs to be offset somewhere. And there were reports, I believe, in Politico that suggested at least some members of the House Freedom Caucus, I don't believe you were one of the ones quoted, suggesting that they would be okay if 50% is paid for in offsets, which suggests to some, obviously, that there's different standards for a Republican president than a Democratic president. What exactly is the House Freedom Caucus position on that, and what will you insist upon?
Well, we have not changed our position. Individual members, and we're like anybody else, we have individual members who have their own opinion on what they think is appropriate and best. But in terms of the Freedom Caucus, we believe that any additional dollar of spending must be offset. We don't have a taxing problem. We don't even have really a revenue problem. We have a spending problem. And so if we want to find money for other areas, we need to reallocate that from existing revenue streams. And by that means that we cannot put the burden on our grandchildren or our children's future. We've got to take the hard position now and the difficult choices now to make sure that we're fiscally responsible, and the Freedom Caucus is committed to making sure that we do that.
Last question. Obviously, you've done a lot of work in the past few years to hold Republican leaders' feet to the fire and demand a more conservative direction on a number of issues. How would you describe the relationship with leadership now, Speaker Ryan, Majority Leader McCarthy, and so forth, that you will have an important seat at the table in getting these conservative ideas into important legislation?
Well, we have a good relationship, Greg. I can tell you this, that it is one that you have to work on the merits of any idea. And so for the Freedom Caucus, working on policy that is important to the American people, and then being able to articulate that with our leadership to making a compelling and persuasive case is what it's all about. Now, fortunately, I'm not alone. I've got a lot of very good thinking people in the Freedom Caucus who are very skilled on a variety of areas. I have seen a real willingness on behalf of this leadership to really consider those things in earnest, and knowing that we're not going to win every battle, but at the same time knowing that the debate will be a fair debate and one that hopefully the results represent the vast majority of the will of the American people.
Well, the American people certainly spoke in November, and as you mentioned, it promises to be a very busy and a very significant first 100 days of this Trump administration. We look forward to checking in with you during that time and beyond to see how this new Congress is unfolding. Congressman, thank you very much for your time today.
Greg, it's been great to be with you. Take care. God bless you, and God bless America.
Thank you, sir. God bless you as well. Mark Meadows is a Republican congressman from North Carolina's 11th Congressional District, and he is the new chairman of the House Freedom Caucus. I'm Greg Corumbus, reporting for Radio America.